Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, everything I've ever told you is happening is coming true. The country is going under. The Biden depression is here. The latest GDP is out. Economy shrank negative 1.4% in the first quarter. 1.4% negative. Disaster. Disaster. Because what you have to understand is there's about 20% real inflation going on right now. So the average paycheck is not just down 1.4%. Like the economy, it's down 20 plus 1.4%. Negative 21.4%. The country is going under. And at the moment he takes down the economy and destroys the country, Biden announces another, get this. Remember what I ranted about 3 weeks ago? Because Biden wanted $10 billion for Ukraine. And I said, are you out of your minds? This is all slush fund money. It's going to be divided up between Biden and the Democrats and Rhino Republicans. And Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is going to steal his share and then give his allies their share. And there'll be nothing left for the people. It's a waste of $10 billion. But Mitch McConnell said, no, forget $10 billion. Let's give them $15 billion. We gave away $15 billion of your money to this crappy country, Ukraine. Who gives a damn what's happening in Ukraine? Well, Biden today announced another $33 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine as the U.S. economy crumbles, inflation hits 40-year highs, which are unrealistic. It's really the highest inflation in the history of the United States of America because the inflation index is pure fraud. Gas prices skyrocket. GDP declines. The border is open. Millions want to come in and destroy this country. And vaccine mandates are ruining the country. And while all that's going on, he wants to give away another $33 billion of your money to this crappy country, Ukraine, that no one gives two F's about. Ask the average person. Just like when you ask people their priorities, last on every list in every single poll is climate change. Nobody cares. The middle class don't give a crap about climate change. Well, Democrats make it the number one issue in America. Well, the middle class is worried about their jobs. They're worried about taxes. They're worried about survival. They're worried about inflation. They're worried about open borders. They're worried about gas prices. They're worried about vaccine mandates. They're not worried about $33 billion to Ukraine. Middle class Americans don't care about Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't matter. This is insanity, and it's destruction of the United States of America. And as the economy goes negative 1.4, you don't realize how devastating that number is. Negative shrinkage in the economy. Biden brags, I think we're seeing enormous growth in the country. Biden's lost his mind. On Thursday morning, Joe Biden responded to the devastating economic news, saying, I think what you're seeing is enormous growth in the country. You've got a madman with no brains left, a zombie puppet, brain dead with dementia, running the country and the economy. He's the CEO of the U.S. economy. I think what you're seeing is enormous growth in the economy as the economy shrank 1.4%. This is insanity. And he wants to give another $33 billion. And included in that is propaganda.
This money goes for propaganda to the Ukrainian government so they can lie to us. Insanity. Insanity. You know how the big story yesterday in the last few days I've told you? I've told you that the vaccine mandates, my God, what they're doing to the American people, what they're doing to kids. The death, this is according to CDC stats, the deaths of young people, millennials, is up by 84% in the year after the vaccines. 84% death rate because of the vaccines. 84% increase in deaths for young, fit people, millennials. And in the middle of all that, Moderna asked the FDA to authorize a COVID vaccine for children under the age of 6. This is insanity. This comes less than 6 months after the same agency, the FDA, delayed approval for adolescents as young as 12 over the risk of dangerous heart inflammation in young people. Can you imagine the insanity of any parent in America? It's child abuse and it's murder. It's the murder of your own child. It's infanticide to give your child under the age of 6 or any age the COVID vaccine. Children have gotten the flu since the beginning of time. They don't die from the flu, but they're going to die in huge numbers from this vaccine. Their hearts are going to explode. Jeez. It's unbelievable. It says, the New York Times, these are the communist mass murderers running our country. The New York Times says the parents of roughly 18 million of our youngest Americans have been waiting for months for pediatric doses. Can you imagine? In the entire United States, there were just 2,562 children under the 4 and under who were hospitalized with COVID and just 16 deaths in the country. 16 deaths of children. And I'll bet you $1 million. Anybody want to put up $1 million? That almost all or all 16 had childhood cancer. Because that's the number that Johns Hopkins came up with when they studied a year ago 48,000 young people in America, meaning under the age of 18, teenagers and under, 48,000 young people with COVID. They found zero deaths except for a few handful of people, young children in America who had childhood leukemia, died of COVID. They didn't die of COVID. They died with COVID. They died of childhood leukemia. There is no children, no child dying of COVID. So why would you need to give them a vaccine that makes your heart burst? Insanity. Insanity. And at the moment that's going on, what's a favorite liberal snowflake issue? Bullying. They love to bring up bullying. Well, a 15-year-old Chicago boy has committed suicide after bullies relentlessly targeted him for being unvaccinated. Unvaccinated. The teenager, only identified as NB in a lawsuit. It's a lawsuit against the Latin School of Chicago. NB took his own life on January 13th after being tormented on a regular basis. His parents, Robert and Rosaline Bronstein, alleged the school failed to do anything to stop the harassment despite numerous complaints from them and their son. According to a report from the Chicago Tribune, the lawsuit names the school, school employees, and parents of the alleged bullies. A student at the school whose parents are named in the suit spread a false rumor, that the boy was unvaccinated. Though he was vaccinated, the boy was harassed about being unvaccinated. The parents reached out to the family of the student, but the bullying continued to escalate. He was told by a teacher in front of a class he was going nowhere in life, the suit alleges, and was cyberbullied in a group text message thread by members of the junior varsity basketball team and on the social media app Snapchat. A Snapchat message circulated around the school said of the boy, "You're a terrible person." On December 13th, a student sent a Snapchat message to the boy encouraging him to kill himself. In the complaint, the Bronstein family claims the school violated a state law requiring schools to investigate bullying claims and speak to the parents of any students involved. The teen went to the school for help. None of the bullies were disciplined. His mother contacted the school over 30 times from October through November. She told him she was worried her son was going to hurt himself. Wow. NB's mother claims the school attempted to hide their failures after his death. "My son was so alone," said Rosaline Bronstein. "Not only were the administrators who were supposed to protect him ignoring his cries for help, but they had the self serving goal to try and protect their own reputations after his death, rather than just having the decency of being honest with the grieving family. Well, of course. Liberals always cover up. Look at Hunter Biden. Look at the vaccine deaths. Liberals never say, you know what, we were wrong. We were wrong. I wish we had never told you to get vaccines. We were wrong. The vaccine's killing people. It's a massive failure. It's a disaster. Liberals don't say that. They cover up and make believe there's no problem at all. They did nothing wrong. Crazy. President Biden explains why Ukraine needs another $33 billion of U.S. taxpayer money. Isn't that amazing? I just can't keep coming back to that. I know we're going to the break soon. What are you, about another minute left? 90 seconds left. When we get back, I'll go over that story, why we need to give another $33 billion. As if the first $15 billion was enough, then I think we gave another $3 billion. They've got $18 billion of your money, and he wants to give another $33 billion. And I said this from day one. Biden and this administration give away the money because they're going to steal it when it leaves the boundaries of the United States. There is no oversight in Ukraine. It's the site of all of Biden's theft. Ukraine and China are where he has stolen, and his son Hunter and the whole Biden crime family, his brother Frank, it's where they all like to steal money. Allegedly. Allegedly, I got to say that. I don't want to get sued by a bunch of losers, but they're public figures. You can say what you want about them. But I'll say allegedly it's the site and the scene of all of Biden's prior crimes as Vice President of the United States, stealing from the American people, from his own American people. Filth. Biden is filth. And now he wants another $33 billion. Why? Well, he doesn't know. He's brain dead. He's got dementia. It's not him asking for the $33 billion. It's his handlers, the puppets, handlers, the ventriloquist, Barack Obama and George Soros are asking for the $33 billion. So they can cut up the money when it gets outside the United States. Thieves!
You've heard me talking for over 3 years.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. By the way, the sponsor of this show, it's a very unique one. It's Kyle LaBrue for Congress. We heard from him yesterday. We actually interviewed Kyle LaBrue yesterday. Wasn't he a fantastic guy? Just fantastic. And I told you all to donate to him. I don't care if you live in Las Vegas. I don't care if you live in Reno. I don't care if you live in Chicago. I don't care if you live in Florida. I don't care if you live in New York. I don't care if you live in San Antonio. I don't care if you live in Connecticut, wherever you live, and you're listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I don't care if you live in Alaska or Hawaii. I don't care if you live in Ukraine. You should contribute to Kyle LaBrue for Congress. He is a true... You know, the problem is all these guys are liars. When you go to Congress and you meet with them, they lie. You find out they're all liars. Here's a good guy. Kyle LaBrue is a good guy running for CD4 in Missouri, Missouri's 4th Congressional District. A true... Republican, conservative, Second Amendment guy who understands the election was stolen, who understands the vaccine mandates are terrible, who understands China should be held accountable for COVID, who understands big tech should be held accountable for silencing and banning and censoring conservatives, who understands that it's important to keep public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, who understands we got to keep biological men out of women's sports. This guy is a strong, unapologetic conservative, America first conservative, and an entrepreneur. And he also understands that it's not the government that should be the important thing. It's the people. The government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle LaBrue knows. He knows that he represents you. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Doesn't matter where you live in this country. Send him a few bucks. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. Kyle LaBrue, L-A-B-R-U-E. He's a fighter. He's a warrior. He's my kind of guy. Perfect candidate. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. All right, so I told you I was going to get back to this story of Biden actually expecting us in the middle of a disaster, a Biden depression. That's my next column for tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I write my column for the weekend. Get ready for the Biden Great Depression, because that's what we're in right now. Biden Great Depression. It's a disaster. This guy is insane. And he asked for $33 billion for Ukraine. Can you imagine? They are purposely destroying the country. It's all Cloward Piven. It's all the Great Reset. Joe Biden on Thursday asked Congress for another $33 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine. While gas prices are soaring, inflation hits 40-year highs. That's not at all accurate. I think inflation's hitting all-time highs in the United States. And the economy is unexpectedly in decline. And by the way, let me mention one other disaster. People are dying in record numbers. Do you understand that? Deaths are up 40%. Not 4%, not 14%. 40%. These are non-COVID deaths. And it's obviously the vaccine that's killing Americans in record numbers, because all the deaths are of working age, between 18 and 45, in some cases, other cases, 18 to 55, 18 to 60. These are all working people dropping dead in record numbers. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thanks for that vaccine mandate. Thanks for OSHA demanding everybody, mandating and demanding every company has to vaccinate people. And they haven't given up. The story after story is out. They want to vaccinate all of you. You know, until it's at 100%, they won't give up. No matter how many people die, they cover it up and they ask for more. President Biden's asking Congress for $33 billion in military, economic, and humanitarian assistance to support Ukraine, although he insisted the U.S. was not attacking Russia. Mr. Biden said it was critical for U.S. lawmakers to approve the deal, which he said would help Ukraine defend itself. This is $20 billion in military aid, $8.5 billion in economic aid, $3 billion in humanitarian aid. It's not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. This is insane. First of all, the idiot in the White House, the madman, the brain-dead zombie with dementia, the puppet, the sock puppet, is playing chicken with Putin. And he's going to cause World War III. That's number one. Number two, do you understand all of this is a scam? Most charities are a scam. Most nonprofits are a scam. They're all set up. You show me a nonprofit, I'll show you someone running it who makes $500,000 to $1 million a year. So they raise $2 million. The CEO of the nonprofit, sure it's nonprofit because there's no profits because the CEO takes all the money. The CEO takes $1 million. The greatest scam, the greatest tax scam in America is charity. They steal all the money. So when he says $3 billion humanitarian aid, that's going to be all liberal commie scumbags who give the biggest donations to Biden, and they set up nonprofits to give out humanitarian aid, and they keep the money for themselves. And the $20 billion in military aid and $8 billion in economic aid will be stolen by all the Democrat politicians and their Democrat donors. And what's left will be stolen by Zelensky, who some say is worth $100 million or close to it. He was a comedian. Now he's worth $100 million because as president, they just steal all they could steal. Ask Biden about that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with several small business owners to talk about the state of the economy for small businesses. The president once again criticizing the Republicans' tax plan and the impact it could have on small businesses.
Republican plan led by Senator Rick Scott of Florida chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, would tax half of our small business owners an extra $1,200 a year on average. Not only do they oppose making big corporations pay their fair share, they want middle-class families and small business owners to pay more.
The senator defending his plan, telling an audience at a Heritage Foundation event last month, Democrats are lying about the plan. Menthol cigarettes may soon be banned by the FDA, the agency hoping the banning of the product will help more smokers quit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-31.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wayne Allyn Root, we are back. I've got a great guest, Dinesh D'Souza, but I do have to mention the sponsor of the show real quick. tangible investments. Listen, what else do I need to say? Inflation is becoming Zimbabwe / Weimar Republic / Cuba / Venezuela. The country is going down in a ball of flames. Anyone can see what's happening. Inflation is a disaster for the middle class. The fire has begun, and it's burning the country down. Negative 1.4% GDP announced today. We are in a nightmare. What can you do to protect yourself and your family? Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection against this kind of massive hyperinflation, stag inflation. And my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the lowest prices in the country on precious metals if you say, I am a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Tangible has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Call 800-384-41. Tell them War sent you. And you're guaranteed two things, the best prices in the country, guaranteed, and the best customer service, 800-384-41. All right, everyone here knows that, you know, I talk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week about voter ID and the disaster of mail-in ballots, the disaster of ballot boxes, the disaster of ballot harvesting and how the election was stolen, the election was rigged. I've said that from the first day to literally this moment. I never back down for a second. Here's a man that backs up everything I've said, Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author, documentary filmmaker. His new documentary film is 2,000 Mules. You can find it at the website 2000mules.com, the number 2000mules, M-U-L-E-S.com. Dinesh D'Souza, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Great honor.
Hey, it's a pleasure as always. Great to be back on the show.
Yes. Well, what does 2,000 Mules mean, first of all? What's a mule?
Well, a mule is a paid political operative who is hired by a left-wing organization to deliver fraudulent ballots to mail-in drop boxes, typically in the middle of the night.
And that's what happened in the 2020 election, in addition to 20 other kinds of fraud. You know, I've never backed down, Dinesh. I've said this from day one. I've tried to appeal to women. Here's my example. I say to women, can you imagine if your husband came home at 2 in the morning, drunk, smelling awful, sweating, clearly with lipstick kisses on his face, and when you asked him about it, he said, I'm not going to talk about it, so never ask me again. I'll ban you from Twitter. I'll ban you from Facebook. I'll take your job away if you ever mention it. It's clear I did nothing wrong. Don't ever talk about it again. That's what happened in this election. Nobody wants you to talk about it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. And look, I mean, you know, I've actually, unlike you, stayed relatively quiet about this issue, in part because I saw what the left was doing, right? They were trying to intimidate us. They also were banning us. And that's very strange behavior, because if you really were on the up and up, you wouldn't need to shut down any discussion
right.
of the topic.
Right.
So that's all certainly true. But the problem was, I never saw on the other side. I saw lots of people who said, I smell a rat, I suspect something went wrong, it's got to be the machines. I was never able to find something that I could kind of hang my hat on and say, look, this is the definitive proof, this settles the matter, you don't need to look anywhere else, just look this one place and this will convince you. So, for example, in the machines, nobody ever seems to have looked inside a machine, you know. So anyway, the bottom line of it is I stayed out of it for many, many months, until I came across the research that's been done by this group called True the Vote. These are actually longtime friends of ours. Catherine Engelbrecht, who runs the group, has been a friend of my wife, who trained her as a poll worker and a poll watcher. And I noticed they were kind of silent during the 2020 election. The reason was they were doing work on this new project, which is, I will say, it's kind of a completely novel way of looking at fraud. It doesn't try to look at all types of fraud, only one type of fraud, but it turns out that this one type of fraud is massive, it's sufficient, it's more than the margin of difference between Trump and Biden, so it is a decisive type of fraud, and it's not episodic fraud, it's coordinated, systematic fraud in all the key states where the election was decided.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought, to me, you know, there was never any definitive proof. It's just, you know, it's like you didn't see your husband cheating, but you know he's cheating. It's clear. To me, it was when five states stopped counting the votes at midnight when Trump was on his way to an electoral landslide, and I had a big bet on it, Dinesh. I bet $60,000 on Trump, and I got great odds, and I was about to make a nice little fortune for a day's work. And all of a sudden, they stopped counting. And when you woke up in the morning, they had found hundreds of thousands of ballots, like 100,000 to zero in each tranche against Trump for Biden, only in those key battleground states that determined the entire election. And by the way, they said they were stopping counting. How did those five states coordinate to stop the vote? And once they woke up in the morning, how come they had counted the vote when they said they weren't counting the vote and all the witnesses were thrown out and went home? Then they found all those ballots. So to me, that was the answer. It's so obvious. It's like watching a football game. You lose by 14. When you wake up in the morning, they say you actually won because they found 21 extra points in the locker room. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Well, the good thing is that we are now in a position to really document this. And what I mean is that what True the Vote did, I was a little worried that so far beyond the election, it's kind of like, how can we now go back and figure out what happened? Well, it turns out that just like in a murder, you sometimes leave DNA or a fingerprint at the scene. And it turns out that here we don't have fingerprints, human fingerprints, but we do have digital fingerprints. And the digital fingerprint is your cell phone. All our cell phones, as you probably know, have a distinctive ID. And so by identifying cell phones that in the period leading up to the 2020 election, October 1 of 2020 through Election Day, if you can find cell phones that in the middle of the night are stopping at these left-wing stash houses, collecting vast number of ballots, and then going from one drop box to another, to another, to another, stuffing in ballots here, ballots there, then you are onto something big. And when that evidence is then corroborated by video evidence, where you go to the surveillance video and you can see the mule stuffing in these ballots, essentially you've caught the criminals in their act, and you know that this can't be spontaneous. It has to be an organized operation. So the beauty of this movie is it doesn't assert, it doesn't really say, well, I kind of know you're cheating. It actually happens to have the video of you cheating.
And so, but so my question is, look, you've done a great job. I know that this movie, and also the new movie out called Rigged, they both are so convincing and seems like real goods, real proof that the election was stolen instead of me just saying it's clear it was stolen. I know it was stolen in every bone of my body, but I can't prove it. You proved it. But what's going to happen after this? If no one's going to undo the election, no one's going to throw Biden out, they're still going to have to make us wait 3 years for Trump in 2024. And Dinesh, based on how fast America's being destroyed, and you saw the GDP today, I don't believe we're going to last 3 years.
Well, it's certainly true that we are dealing with an administration that through a combination of malice and stupidity, I mean, this is a car that is careening out of control. I mean, they're horrific across the board. I don't know what the implications of this are, to be honest, and I say that because, quite honestly, let's just assume that I've proved my case. Let's just assume that every reasonable person who sees this movie, 2,000 Mules, recognizes that what happened and what is shown in the movie. And remember, again, I'm not counting on people to take anything on faith. I'm counting on them just to believe the evidence of their own eyes. And if they come out and they go, this guy was right, the election was stolen, and was stolen through an organized heist that was pulled off by the left and by the Democrats. The party of voter fraud escalated their fraud to an unprecedented degree, made possible and facilitated by COVID and the change of the rules around COVID. Let's say that is an established fact. Well, it turns out we're sort of in uncharted territory, right? Because you said, well, I don't think anything can be done. But here's my point, is that the Constitution doesn't really say what, if anything, can be done. The Constitution says the electors vote, and then both houses of Congress ratify the vote. But what if it emerges later that one guy cheated? I mean, and it's definitively established.
I know.
The Constitution essentially leaves us to figure that one out on our own. We're not uncharted territory is what I'm trying to say.
Well, normally I'd say that's no big deal because we'll get some great lawyers and we'll overturn the election. Well, you and I both know that's not going to happen. First of all, 99% of every good lawyer in America is a liberal, Democrat, radical, nutcase, communist. That's number one. I'd never meet a lawyer who's a conservative. There's so few, good, let alone really good ones. You know, the Alan Dershowitzes of the world are not going to defend the overturning of the election on our behalf. And number two, every judge I see, for the most part, 99% of the judges are, if not liberal, they're certainly all liberal or deep state in bed with the D.C. swamp. So you're not going to get anybody to agree to overturn the election. And that's the problem. The hope is everything you're doing, if it falls short of that, Dinesh, the hope is certainly that we can convince state legislatures to pass voter ID laws and ban ballot harvesting and things and ban drop boxes, right? That should certainly be so it doesn't happen again in the future.
Well, certainly a lot of those things, some of those things are going on. More of those things need to happen. There obviously are three or four obvious ideas. For example, you know, whether or not you can get rid of mail-in drop boxes altogether, there certainly should be 24-hour surveillance on them, right? I mean, a lot of these states, even though the election rules call for surveillance, they didn't do it. And that's, you know, we have 4 million minutes of video, but we should have a lot more because
wow.
A lot of these states didn't take video and they didn't install them at all. So there are simple steps that can be taken to make things better. But look, I see the movie, and movies can only do a certain thing, right? This is a truth-telling movie that will blow out of the water the idea that this was the most secure election in history.
Hey, Dinesh.
It will actually...
All great stuff, but we're running out of time. We're up against the heartbreak. Let me just mention, let me get out that in select theaters, it's limited release on Monday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 4th. For locations and tickets, go to 2000mules.com. The number 2000mules.com. And in Vegas, this show is nationwide, but my base is in Vegas. Friday, May 6th, a special screening in Vegas. Register at 2000mules.com. Dinesh D'Souza, we got to run, but thank you for all you do. God bless. You're great.
Hello, neighbor. Pat,
you've heard me
here.
Talking for over 3 years about My Pillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now. When you go to mypillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece My Pillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And of course, half price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-9000. 1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
You know how every house has...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Amazon crashes today after reporting catastrophic guidance, worst revenue growth in a decade, and Twitter, oh my gosh, Twitter had to reveal that a lot of the stuff on their site is just pure fraud. You know, it's not really people. Twitter had to reveal it. I'll tell you more as we get into the show. Piers Morgan, his viewership crashed 70% after Trump crushes his mishandling of the deceptively edited interview promo. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. I was on OAN, One American News Network, on Friday, and they asked me, you know, the whole point of the interview was to ask me about Trump and Piers Morgan. And I said, you don't get it. I was a guest of Piers Morgan back like 7 years ago when he had the Piers Morgan show, or I think it was just called Piers, on CNN. And he invited me on, and he was as deceptive to me as he was to Trump. With Trump, he claimed he walked off in a big argument, and it didn't happen. Trump walked off friendly. It was deceptively edited, and it was a lie. There was no big argument at the end. Trump didn't walk off. That's fraud. Total misrepresentation, total deception. Listen to what he did to me. This is what kind of a scumbag Piers Morgan is. Nobody has these stories but me. I know the guy. So he invites me on the show. And then he does something that almost nobody does. You know, when I'm invited on a Fox News show or a Newsmax show or OAN show or Alex Jones show or what's the other one? Steve Bannon, I go on a lot. They just say, what topic do you want to discuss, Wayne? And I go, well, Biden's a moron. Biden's brain dead. Okay, great. He says, we're telling you the topics. And we're going to give you a day to come up with your answers for the topic. And whatever your answers are, we want you to go back and forth with the producer and share and really debate and go after it. And then you'll come on the show. And I'm like, why would they do that? And then I thought about it. I said, they want my answer typed out in advance, what I'm going to say, so that Piers Morgan is able to study it and attack me. He's going to know my answers in advance. So they asked me six questions, and I gave them six answers, and they studied it, and they would have the answers in advance what I'm going to say. So Piers would have an easy way to destroy me by just, hey, if I answer you, the sky is blue, and you didn't know I was going to say that, you might have a hard time arguing with the sky is blue. Right? You can't say the sky is green. Have a big debate with me. I'll beat you. But if you know a day in advance I'm going to say the sky is blue, you know exactly what you could say to counter me and get me to say something stupid and get in a fight with me. So it was an attempt, I thought, to discredit me and to make sure that Piers look good and I look bad, because he always would have the answer to everything because he has the questions in advance. Just like with Bernie Sanders, they gave the questions in advance to Hillary. So she had the right answers. He had to think of the answer on the spot. She looked much smarter than him. That's how you rig elections. They rigged the show to give him my answers in advance. But that wasn't what happened. Can you imagine? When I got on the air, they changed the questions. They made me prepare all day for six questions about, you know, whatever it was at the time. Taxes, anything. Taxes, inflation, critical race theory, whatever the heck it was. These were the questions, right? When I get on the air, Piers Morgan immediately for the second says, "Hello, Wayne Allyn-Root. I want to introduce you to my audience. Wayne Allyn-Root is a guy who's a gunman. He loves guns. Even though all those children just died in Sandy Hook, Wayne thinks it's okay that people walk around with guns. Wayne must think it's good that people murder children." That's how he opened the interview. None of the six questions I prepared for had anything to do with guns. He's accusing me of being in favor of Sandy Hook and children being murdered. And I don't have any time to think of what the answer is. Well, I did. On the spot. Well, I thought, well, he's got to get to the question soon that he asked me. Those six of them that I gave them my answers. He's going to ask them. And he's got an advantage. He knows my answer, but at least he'll ask them. No. He in a 20-minute interview, he never asked a single question that I prepared for, that his people asked me to prepare for. He only asked about guns and kept the pressure on for 20 minutes to try and make me break and destroy me because I was completely unprepared. I wasn't even thinking about guns. This topic had nothing to do with guns. And finally, at the end of the show, I handled it so well. On the air, Pierce says, "Wayne Allyn-Root was on the hot seat, Wayne. You did such a great job. I'd like you back on a regular basis. You're a good guy." That was how the interview ended. So I came through with flying colors, but no one ever expected me to on his team. They thought they'd destroy me. By the way, that's how bad Piers Morgan is. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is SteelsAndDealsLV.com. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's a magnificent business here in Las Vegas built by my friend John Silberman. They ship nationwide. It's blown up huge in Vegas for Vegas consumers, but they ship all over the country, so now anyone could take advantage. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Steals and Deals LV is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. They will beat any legitimate price on any product. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail, mostly 50%. Everything's about half off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to stealsanddealslv.com. And my buddy John will beat the price. What a great idea for the consumers of Vegas. And they ship nationwide. John is crazy. He'll beat any price at 30 to 80% off. I don't care if it's your living room. I don't care if it's your bedroom. I don't care if it's your office. I don't care if it's your kitchen. I don't care if it's your gym. He's got every product known to man at 30 to 80% off. Go to stealsanddealslv.com or call him 725-260-3337. 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.